This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. Wood is in Highland Park at next here on 97.1. What's up, Wood?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
All right. Thank you.
Good. Just making a quick point with this city in general, with our championship teams, and I'm not going back to like the 85 Tigers, but the Bad Boys took on the image of the city in a sense and was tough and rugged, and we went out and made a splash to win those championships with Mark McGuire. The same thing with the going to work Pistons. We went out and got Rasheed. I think we need a star of that caliber to just take the Lions over the top, and I think Garrett or Crosby, and I know, Davis has already come out and say, hey, it's not going to happen, but I just think we need somebody like that to solidify us for the next couple years to give us that real shot. Just going out and getting a guy, I don't think that's going to work. You know, our pass rushes, you know, we've been dominant, but I don't think our pass rush has actually been great. So I'll hang up and listen.
I was just going to say, what if – if that player were available, I would imagine the Lions would be in on discussions to acquire a player like that. But the player has to be available in order to make that happen. I like his analogies. You know, the Pistons were it's like what I say all the time, don't be afraid to give up the good for the great. You know, they were really good with Adrian Dantley. But you know what? There was maybe some chemistry issues there. Let's bring in Mark McGuire and see how that works. Well, it worked out really well. You know, I like that analogy. Same thing with Rasheed Wallace. So this Pistons, and frankly, it's the same thing going from, you know, one coach to Larry Brown.
The thing is, those deals were available. And, you know, we've been doing this long enough to know what's really difficult with the trade deadline is to really know what is what's real and what's BS. Because there's so much speculation, there's so much written about trades, but we don't know what's actually real. And so I'd love to see them make a splash. But Dan Campbell just made the comment, most of the teams with the really good players don't want to move them. They aren't taking phone calls on their players. They're wanting to build around those guys. And they think they got a plan where they can win with those players in place, and they don't need your draft picks.
Well, I agree with you guys. It obviously takes two to tango, and you can't force things, especially if the other team is not willing to budge, right?
Yep.
But how much do you guys take into account or effect, like as a GM of a team, a president or GM of a team, you have a glaring need. Mm-hmm. This is any team with any need, okay? And you have a window here where you a chance to win a championship. How much is it on that GM to, I don't want to say force an issue, but you have to fill that hole somehow. You know what I mean? So I don't care how you do it, but your job is to make this team better. And if we have something that is a negative, you have to turn it into a positive. Go do work.
Well, I think what it comes down to is something you mentioned there is that's hard to know is what does that GM think the window is? Because the GM think the window is just this year, or the GM says, I think we're going to be in this mix for the next 5-6 years. And I'm going to lose a bunch of players because of cap, and I'm going to need my draft picks to restock because I'm really good at it.
But here's the thing.
Because one of the things that people say all the time is they don't need the draft picks. Look how good they are. They don't need the draft picks. And I get it, but I think he already knows which players he's probably not going to be able to re-sign.
I mean, the window is right now and next year and the year after that. So that doesn't mean you ignore this window now because you have windows, you know, for the next couple of years. Different sport, but in baseball, if a team needs bullpen help, they go get bullpen help at the trade deadline. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what you need. Hey, I need a hitter. I need a bat. You go out and you find who's available. You go get a bat. The Lions clearly need somebody on the edge. Clear. I don't know if it's Za'Darius Smith. I don't know if it's someone even lesser than Za'Darius Smith, right? But I think a lot of fans feel like, hey, it's your job to go get that guy. It's your job to go fill this
yeah,
hole.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, because there are definitely players that are available, and you have to get somebody. And I brought this player up yesterday with Kang, and I'm curious what your take is on it a year later.
Okay.
Should the Lions inquire about Chase Young? I know that we're reading between the lines, and we think, okay, last year they said no, wasn't a culture fit, didn't want to give up what it took to acquire him. Here it is a year later, and maybe because Chase Young spent little time with San Francisco, got a taste of good life instead of playing miserably in Washington, and now he's miserable again and got to be miserable again in New Orleans because that team's going nowhere. He's a free agent at the end of the season. The base salary is not going to cost you anything, and I can't imagine that the price is going to be all that high. If Uche went for a 2026 sixth-round pick, sounds like similar kind of compensation you'd have to give it for Chase Young, who's got 2 sacks on the season, but clearly would be an upgrade over what they have at defensive end right now. Would you inquire about him, or is that like last-ditch effort, we got to get
funny.
Somebody?
When you brought this up, I thought for sure you were going to say Khalil Mack.
No, but I mean, that's another name I'd like to see them go after.
The issue with that is that the Chargers have gotten to 4-3 and they're probably playing for something. No, if he wasn't a fit last year, I don't think he's a fit this year. And I do think there are players that they probably would like more, but
I'm sure there are. I just thought like it, and it also does, they could go get two, you know,
they could,
because they have a need for two guys are going for the year at that position. So like if you were to get Za'Darius Smith and Chase Young, well, I think that makes a statement.
Well, look, each passing week, some teams are falling further and further out of it. And the bottom of the AFC is your likely plucking ground, and that is Za'Darius Smith. That is Max Crosby, which I still don't think is available. That is Josh Hines-Allen in Jacksonville or Trayvon Walker. That is Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati. That loss is very helpful this weekend. Yeah. That Cincinnati lost to Philly.
For a guy who wanted out of Cincinnati before the year began.
We brought up Arden Key last week, and look what Arden Key did against the Lions. Brad Holmes.
It's nothing against anybody else, but against.
But against the Lions. But Brad Holmes has eyes and watched it with his eyes.
But Brad Holmes also, what's the quote he had, though, that you loved that you kept using last week about not getting caught up?
Not being a prisoner to the moment. And you know, that's why I think the Sebastian Joseph Day off their defensive line, who was a player that the Rams drafted when Brad Holmes was there, is a possibility. But if you look at the bottom of the AFC, it is loaded with teams with that might somebody over there, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Vegas, Jacksonville, Tennessee, even New England with Keon White, one of those teams. I have to imagine is going to answer the phone. Have to imagine would take Brad Holmes' call.
Well, I think they'd all take his call, but doesn't mean they're all going to do business.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure that Vegas takes calls on Max Crosby, but somebody, if you have me predict right now, it's one of those teams. One of those teams is going to be the trade partner.
I think Ohio is going to be involved.
Are you going Cincinnati or Cleveland? Huh?
Yep.
248-539-9797.
Pro Football Focus had numbers, again, it's Pro Football Focus, of pressures for the week for quarterback pressures. Myles Garrett had 9 pressures in the game on Sunday. So did Za'Darius Smith. Between the two of them, they had 18 pressures. And they're still Cleveland. I mean, I know Cleveland won the game with Jameis Winston, but they can't be thinking that this is something that they've got a chance at.
Let's go to Richard in Columbiaville. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Richard.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good.
Yeah, good. I think that the Lions will do just fine. We got to relax and let Brad Holmes do his thing. Because everybody, I keep telling people, have a drink. Take relaxation because he's going to be fine.
Have a drink.
Have a ham sandwich. Do something.
To make it relax, you know, because everybody's all uptight. Got to get this, got to get that. And I'm telling you, he knows what he's doing. Whatever he does, I trust him.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm not concerned about them not doing something smart. Them doing something smart sounds like exactly what they're going to do. And I want to know, again, Truth Serum would be a wonderful thing to have in sports talk radio to say, Brad, what deals did you turn down? Mm. And why did you turn them down? Because if he said, well, the truth is, we did the math. We added this elite player with his contract number. It would have cost us, you know, Brian Branch and some other player you don't want to lose, like Brian Branch and Rodrigo, or Brian Branch and
Levi Anzarique.
Yeah, like that's why I didn't want, because it would become almost impossible for us to fit all these people under the cap. 248-539-9797. We'll hear more from Dan Campbell from The Morning Show. Carson Anderson, 97.1.